I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whoa, whoa! Funk Friday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final couple segments for us. As always, the final hour, the radio show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get to an AMA in about 15 minutes from right now. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Ask us anything. Maybe the busiest news week in the history of our show?
One of them.
In terms of like magnitude of stories?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not every week that the franchise player gets traded anyway.
Yes.
This is the biggest trade the Hawks have made since we've been doing this, because the Luka trade thing was before we started. And then, unfortunately, it's not as infrequent, but it's also not every day that the Falcons clean house.
Yeah, which they
every
did.
Couple years.
Yeah, but, which they did. Yeah, it's been a wild week, man. It seems like in sports. I mean, we talk about NBA now. We talk about the Hawks. We read reports. Different players are still linked to the Hawks. Anthony Davis, we were having fun with him, and he gets hurt again last night. He's hurt again. He hurt his hand last night. Like, what the hell? I mean, all right, whatever. And then, see, just a second, we just talking about Ja Morant. It does seem like it's about time. It seems like that relationship needs to be severed.
It's different because of the details.
Yes.
Ja in Memphis and Trey in Atlanta.
Yes.
But in terms of, like, it kind of feeling like time for a fresh start, similar.
Yeah, it seems like it's about that time for them to kind of, go their separate ways.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's another one where it's like, what are you going to get in return for Ja Morant?
It's Ja Morant. Oh, man.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know what you get for him.
I don't think
it'd be like a trade package.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a trade package, would it?
I don't know. I mean, you're taking a pretty big risk.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I view him different than, people getting – I was one of the people stop being a dumbass, and everything with the – I don't think that's him, though. Meaning, I don't think who we think he is. With the flashing of the all that other stuff that would get him in trouble. I think he's just a country boy from South Carolina that got money and want to be hard. That's my thought process.
No, I agree. That.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't know.
That's who I think he is, though.
Yeah, no, but
I think he's a poor decision maker.
I think other people look at him as him.
I don't think he's
that's him.
No, I don't think he's whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, I don't think Ja Morant's a thug.
No,
you know what I mean?
I don't either.
I'm not saying he did. I just think that some people look at their view like, oh, no, I think Ja is a bad decision maker.
Yeah, I just think he's a bad decision maker. I think he's a knucklehead.
Who's a wannabe tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
just me.
But again, that's right.
Okay. But you're like, where can he go? He can go anywhere. He's a great player.
He is a great player.
He's a great damn player.
And he's still so young.
Yes.
I know, and that's what makes it so interesting is somebody will probably do it.
Yeah.
It needs to be a situation where...
his ass don't need to be in Atlanta.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that,
Atlanta, Miami.
If you're...
His ass is Utah.
Young, rich country boy who's, influenced easily and a knucklehead. Yeah, I don't know that he needs to be in Atlanta or Miami or... Yeah. Chicago or New York or LA.
Send him to Utah, where his boy live at.
Utah actually might be a really good place.
Yeah, send him to Utah, where his homie at.
Who's that?
YB, man. YB live up in the mountains.
Oh, really?
YB live up in the mountains up in Utah.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I what you're talking about. I can't get over the talent. He's just such a ridiculously talented, freakish athlete who, when he has been... taking it seriously and not suspended for being silly. He's won a lot of basketball games, man. They were the top 2 seed in the Western Conference a couple of different times. His value is not what it could be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I don't know when his value would have been at its highest, but it's certainly not now. Same thing with Trey. Trey's value probably could have never been lower than when they moved him now. Like, yeah. Trey, obviously, 5 years ago had way more value, but you never would have traded him then because you were trying to build around and win with him. Looks like he's going to wear number 3 in Washington.
There you go.
Number 11 is retired for Elvin Hayes.
Elvin.
Kind of an interesting juxtaposition with Trey and Elvin Hayes, where Trey, in his first game tonight for the Wizards, will not play. He's listed as out because of whatever he's dealing with, right? Quad contusion.
Right.
Elvin Hayes, who wore number 11 for the Wizards, or Bullets actually, missed nine games in his 16-year career.
Where
I bet he had a quad contusion before.
Wearing low-top Converse.
Yeah, man.
Wearing low-top Converse.
This picture
Converse.
Here, he's got some shell tops on.
Shell tops on? Yeah. Yeah. Getting elbowed in the chest and in the sternum.
Yeah. He might have had a quad contusion once or twice.
Or two, or some broken hands, broken fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Old Elvin was playing through it.
Needed rest, you know.
Elvin Ernest Hayes. Oh, man, they don't name people that anymore.
That's a strong name.
That's a good old school name. Elvin, by the way, is still kicking. 80 years old.
Really?
From Rayville, Louisiana. I don't know if Bo knows where Rayville, Louisiana is, but sounds like a place where a guy named Elvin Ernest Hayes would be from. You know what I mean? Man.
Elvin, what?
Elvin Ernest Hayes.
Elvis Ernest Hayes. That is a great. He was named after his father and his granddaddy.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them.
Father and granddaddy.
Elvin's his grandpa and Ernest is his dad. They called him Big E. I don't know. We're going to talk about Elvin Hayes, but I'm happy we are.
Elvin
guy looks like an absolute certified badass. He looks exactly like you would think, because you know his heyday was in the 60s and 70s in the NBA. He was on that 78 championship team with Wes Unseld in Washington. So he's got the sideburns. You know, he's a perfect guy to be talking about on Funk Friday. That man's got a vinyl collection to rival any person in the world.
You know, when his ass showed up to the arena, he had on some bell bottoms
and some fur,
and
probably
some fur.
When they're in a cold city.
Yes. You know, he gave that thing.
Big collar,
clean
down to here.
Clean. What a
gold
chain.
Chains.
What a damn chain.
Big medallion.
Clean. Clean as hell.
Yeah. I don't know.
The good old days.
It's hard to say you don't miss the old days, you know, when guys used to be like that. And also, it only missed 9 games in 16 years.
9 games in 16 years.
Elvin had to be dead practically to not play. Anyway, Trey won't play tonight for the Washington Wizards. I don't know what the status is. It hasn't been announced yet as far as I've seen. Maybe you guys have. As far as CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, the trade has been made official. It happened like right as we came on the air. That was kind of weird. It lingered for a couple days and wasn't official. I don't know why. If it was physicals or they were maybe trying to flip one of those contracts again, it wouldn't be surprising to see CJ McCollum's $30 million expiring contract moved again.
Yeah.
They can't apparently by
can't
rule
do it
package
first.
Them.
Right.
They can't put those two guys together, so they'd have to be separate trades. But, I mean, an expiring contract is an expiring contract, and $30 million is a nice piece if you're trying to acquire somebody.
Yeah, I think that we mentioned a lot of this yesterday. The Wizards are going to be extra careful with Trey. You know, one, because he's injured. Two, because they don't want to win a lot of games.
Yeah, they're trying to lose.
And so he won't play as much. And he's going to play when they play the Hawks. And he's going to come in here and drop 50, 60 on them. He's going to try to come in here and drop 50, 60 on the Hawks. But
I really do hope that he plays in those games.
Me
like,
too.
That would be really fun to watch.
But again, they're going to have separate days of, like, game day. Because the tribute video is going to be fair. And it should be. You can't narrow down him in a TV time.
Mm-hmm. No, I hope they would.
You know,
I don't think they would.
Yeah, can't do that.
It would have to be a pregame
thing. This young man was meant to this organization. I mean, this dude, I mean, he was a bona fide star in this league.
And so,
you know, it's going to be really weird. I mean, I know they didn't play a lot of games with him, but he was still on the team. Now, he's officially gone. He's got a number and everything. He's probably moved his family and everybody up to Washington, all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean – Is it a new chapter of Hawks basketball?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a new chapter.
Yeah. I mean, this was to be honest, like this was one of the best chapters. I know they were only, you know, they're playing and after the.
But he had it further than anybody.
He did. The run that they went on in 21 was the furthest run they've ever gone in as Atlanta Hawks. And again, I know that some of the wins losses weren't where you wanted them to be, which is ultimately why he's moved. I mean, he's still like. In the All-Star game, mm-hmm. He's still in the skills competition. He's like the face of the franchise and representing the organization in those ways. But yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it was the Trae Young era And now it's, I guess, the Jalen Johnson era, or we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what this era becomes. But
they needed to be either his or this number three overall pick. Mm-hmm. Or top, protected pick that they're going to have in this year's draft. That's the new iteration of what the Hawks are going to be going forward. Mm-hmm. Jalen's, what, 23?
24 somewhere in that area. Like that,
yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at him, and I know somebody sent me a clip the other day about LeBron talking about him like a Scottie Pippen, role is like the point forward in those things. Like he's going to have to keep doing that. You know, he's going to have to be the playmaker of this offense. Like, and he had it, and he's sure. Embraced it. Yeah. He should be an all-star this year. If he's not, it's going to be what the hell are y'all thinking about. But he should be an all-star this year. So, I mean, when we talk about, like you were saying, that was a fun era with Trey. It was. More success than they've ever had.
And more fun early, I would say, than it was the last few years.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It was more frustrating the last few years.
Yes, it has been.
And, I mean, I'm not pinning that on him. I mean, they tried to build guys around him. Just didn't win a lot of games. So you get it. Now you just got to hope they're right, that it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. If he wanted to go and they were ready to move on, they couldn't get the deal before the season started. So I understand it. Now, Quinn Snyder's got to show us.
Show me something. Show me something.
What all that hype was about.
About what?
Because they were 13-9 without him, which is fine, but it's not like that's some great record, I also don't think that had that much to do with them moving on from him. It was like they were better without him. Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
No,
it's not like they were 22-6.
It was a time. It was time.
Yeah, it was
everybody
time.
Felt it.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, let's go on it. Because without Trey, I don't look at it as a reset.
No.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a reset. Somebody was like, oh, they got a reset and everything. I don't look at it as a reset. But
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You got to get it. This has to be right.
It's so hard to go from the middle to
top.
Up.
Yes.
It's so hard in the NBA to not hit the reset button completely, tank, get a draft pick. But that's where that draft pick comes in, like you said. They were able to trick the Pelicans into sending them that pick unprotected. You might not have to go bad to get that great pick. It's a good draft, too. So, anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Funk Friday. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.